ভাই সঞ্জিত দাস প্রভু এনিথিং ক্যান বি ডান অল অনেস ইস প্রি অর্ডেন বিকজ আওয়ার মোস্ট রিভিয়ার্ড পরম পূজ্যবাদ পরিগতি সঙ্গীত ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী মহারাজ started here, not this. So, in his remembrance, we are doing it, so that he may be satisfied. Ultimate goal should be satisfaction of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna has graced him, by whose grace and by his astral counterpart, Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, the founder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mother Generation. He was the spiritual master of Param Pujyabad, Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Maharaj.
And he gave imparted power to him. And he preached whole world. Thus, he started here by praying the grace of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his personal asuras. Only alone we have heard, not so many persons. Because he got the permission, got the order of his Gurudev to spread this message of divine love, all the embracing religion, divine love, love, all accommodity throughout the world. For that reason, he came great difficulty from India. And he started Boston. The first, I think I have heard he came by ship. And he disembarked here. He's selling, today is the day Swami Maharaj left for America, from India.
Today, yes, the day he left India for America.
Oh, very important. That is me. If we can, because I have got some connection. Accidentally, you may say, but it was also preordained. Nothing can be done accidentally. When I had been to Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, our most revered Gurudev, Nityala Vishnu 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 Bhakti Siddhanta Madhava Krishna Maharaj, the other godbrothers there, I heard Param Pujayasi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj was staying at Damodar temple as his godbrother, our Gurudev and disciple Bhakti Siddhu Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Therefore, naturally object of respect, regard and reverence. I should go there and say my obeisance. So I went Damodar temple and met him, made obeisance. And he showed me, this is my writing, I want to publish one monthly magazine, back to home, and you got it. Go through what I have written. And that printing was very much interesting, printing of Vrindavan Press. Because in his order, but that is, I tried to go through that. I have gone through, I have written other writings. You also go through this. At that time, Inder said, I had the desire to go out of India, foreign countries. Inder said, only he said, you go through, go through, go through. After that, I prayed to him, will you not go to our mot? My Gurudev is there. You not seen, meet him at our mot. Yes, I shall go tomorrow morning. Immediately agreed. Just next day, he came to our mot. And he entered into the room where our Guru Maharaj was staying. And there, God brothers, I remained outside. Only Swami Maharaj and our Guru Dev, there, thinking what the subject at that time. Nobody knows. He spoke for some time. After speaking, he came out. After about half an hour or more than that, and he came, was going back to his temple. On the gate of our mod, all of a sudden called me. I went there. You see, I have got the desire to go outside India for spreading the message of Divine Love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Will you accompany me? Will you accompany me? Will you go with me? I was puzzled because at that time I was the secretary of the Chaitanya Gauri Math institution and I had been given numerous responsibilities. Gurudev. I remained silent. He is also Guru, Shiksha Guru, and our Gurudev also Guru, Shiksha Guru. What can I say?
Hello?
So?
Yes? Lakshmi?
I remained silent. When you are standing, then I say,
we are
and the secretary,
institution. The Maharaj is giving lecture.
And they gave me some responsibilities to do some urgent works of the mot. How can I go now?
This
you are disappointed. You could not get
30 minutes, please, because I
any assistant. And ultimately he came alone, first year. And this is the day. He, from the ship, not by aircraft. And he disembarked there. And he performed Kirtan here. By the grace of Supreme Lord, everything is possible. Supreme Lord can do anything. Nothing is possible. But we should have steadfast belief and sincerity of heart. Then he will fulfill his desire. That steadfastness of his heart and sincerity of belief, we should perform Kirtan here to get that. He did here alone. It is possible, anybody can think. By doing Kirtan here alone, he could propagate the message of Divine Love of Chaitanya throughout the world. How it is possible? How it is possible? By God's. We should think that. We should not think whether so many persons are coming. When our Param Gurudev, he wanted initiation, diksha from Gaurakishadhar Bhavati. But Gaurakishadhar Maharaj, he said, I have made up my mind, I shall not make any decision. Then I shall have to think about it. I shall only worship. I cannot take the responsibility. But our Param Gurudev, he was repeatedly coming and praying. And talking of the refuge, like a person who has got some sort of mundane vanity, pride, etc. Oh, there are many gurus. What is the use of praying repeatedly? Let us go to another person. And he is ready. Repeatedly, about 13 times again, he refused. At that time, ultimately he said, I shall ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he orders me to give Bhavanta, then I shall. After some days, again, will you ask for me? You will not take the name. Oh, I have forgotten. So much. You, whether when you become puzzled and we lose our faith, then we cannot progress. He did not do. Disappointed, he returned. But again he came, and always he was praying, Supreme Lord, kindly please fulfill my prayer. But again when he came, then Gopisuddha inquired my, he said, would you ask? Yes, I ask. What he said? He said, you have got mundane vanity. You are proud. You should not be given mantra. Then he became disappointed.
No?
And yes. He remained there with pain. Yes.
Where are you?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this order. Then he
got refund.
Then he became disappointed.
Now
you see, Gopisuddhana Lord was sitting under a broken boat at the side of the bank of the confluence of the Ganges and the Saraswati
River.
Always being Ghatna. If anybody,
yes, in the middle.
Some rich people, very big, very chamadras and things to go. And if they touched his holy people, he immediately thought, your everything, all wealth, everything will be destroyed. All are very afraid. They remain for a distance. They are making obeisance for a distance. They have got no penny. They have got no courage to go and touch. But Gopisuddhana Bhavan, what he did, after denying to give mantra, all of a sudden, he took all the dust from his own feet and he perspired it. He himself, you are the only person capable of spreading message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am blessing you. I am giving you mantra. Only one disciple, his power, all power, imparted and gave order. Then he performed 6 years penance. 100 crores of harina at the security. Great austerity. Smile. After that he was thinking, how can I have got no personal help? how can I fulfill desire? And you are very much disappointed and thinking and praying the grace of Gurudeva. And also his Bhaktivinoda Thakur, also his Gurudeva father and others. Then immediately he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and our brother Panchadatta. They are saying, don't be afraid. Many people will come at your back. Start. And after that he came to Calcutta in Uttadanga Road, Bhaktivinoda Das. Started. Where from this power has come? Only one disciple. Start the whole one. And imparted powers to others. And wherever they went, I have heard from my Gurudev. They are not afraid of meeting any governor general, any governor, any. They have no fear. They are going everywhere. Because at the back of the situation. So, Srimad also went to Kandar. And our instruction was which have ordered Parampita Pandu Srimad. And they are preaching. In this way, ultimately, Krishna Saraswati Vishnu Thakur, when he got a letter, Parampuja Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, at that time, he was in the house. Swami Maharaj at that time did not tell what for he was going, why. But when I had been to New York, the Vaikunthanath Das, one disciple of Swami Maharaj, he was, all of a sudden he came and he met me. And he was very enthusiastic to take me to different places. And he was taking me to the different devotees of Swami Maharaj, their places, and also to his temple, and also to by himself. Can I hear one sermon of our Gurudev? Swami Bharat. Yes, I shall be able to hear it. I have got the opportunity to hear. Very beautiful. And I was hearing it. It required at least 2 hours to reach Karnataka. And during that time, I was hearing. At that time, Swami Maharaj, on the occasion of the disappearance of our Param Guru Bhakti Saraswati Vishnu Chakra, he was narrating his history. I was in my house to merit. I had no money to maintain my family. I could not get that money. I could not earn anything at Calcutta. So I went to Mumbai. To earn money. But I was not successful. I was trying. In the meantime, I heard our Gurudev was at that time at Puri. He is not feeling well. Any moment he may leave this planet. Then I was disturbed. And now in my house, I was always thinking how to maintain the family. Our godbrothers, they are remaining with him, they are serving. My life is futile. Then I wrote a letter to Gurudev to Puri. Bhakti Siddhartha to receive that letter. Kindly please tell me, I am an unfortunate disciple. I could not serve you. All are serving. please all give some water to me so that I can. Then Pakrishnarjuna, in his reply, say, you have got good hold over English. It is my desire you spread the message of divine love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to all corners of the world. And he got the letter. Yet, I was trying to get something. Yet, somebody I should keep to become the national election. In the meantime, got the news that our pastor, then he said, I am only taking time to attach to the worldly relations. I shall not be able to fulfill his desire. Immediately he took shelter. And he first remained there, stayed there for 3 years or 4 years there, Damodar temple. And then there I am. With great risk of life, he always praying the blessings of his Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Narottam Thakur's Kirtan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all Bengali, nobody understands. But he was doing, he was praying, sometimes he was translating. In this way, all the people of the Western people, they have got the habit to sing songs written by great saints, Shuddha Bhakta, Narottam Thakur. And all, wherever I go, they're doing this with good voice, like Bengali. They dance in every place. Because of this, but he himself used to do this. And sometimes he used to translate. Sometimes in his speech, he might not have translated with a published books where he had translated. When I asked some of their Western devotees, you are very nicely performing, like a Bengali. You understand what the significance. They said, we go through the writing of our Guru. We can understand some sense of it, not word by word. The how he got pronounced so nicely, well, astounding. I have to give out the history, because this is for the first time I have come to Boston. And our Param Pujyabad, President Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj, he first disembarked here. He came from India by ship. And he first started his spreading of the divine love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all embracing all communities from here. So only for 4 days I come and stay in Sanjay Darshan's house. And so he has brought him here. Only for remembrance. This place is holy for us. Take that. I have been taught it by, he has become instrumental, but the desire is Supreme Lord and Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He wanted me with him, but I could not come. I committed offense at that
time. Very wonderful that you've taken all the troubles
with him. It's very special. Everything is
unfortunate quality versus quantity. And one thing I've kind of been wondering is
this is just something in my mind. Amongst many different groups of Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that sometimes there seems to be some conception. There's one conception that everyone seems to agree with, that when we perfect the path of devotional service, we become pure devotees and go to the spiritual world, we have an eternal relationship with Krishna, and that relationship is, in, of course, it's spiritual, so it's dynamic and it's always changing, but in one sense it's an eternal form, so it's not changing in one sense. So my question is, if when we go back to the spiritual world, our form and our relationship with Krishna and his bhaktas is eternal and non-changing, is there anything that we do here in this material realm that would alter that relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world? And I'll give an example. If somebody thinks that, maybe it's a pure thought, if they think that if I become a guru, and I have many, many disciples, then when I go back to the spiritual world, I will have a relationship with my guru and with Krishna where I will be able to do so much more service because I have so many disciples. Now, that could be a material thought that, you know, I will do more, greater in quantity, not necessarily quality, but it could also be quality that, you know, I will be able to do more wonderful things.
I have heard from our people.
Yeah.
Our most great Guru Bhagavad, elder brother of Param Puja Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Prita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. He said, see, Guru never thinks himself as Guru.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But outside person is thinking, this person is acting as a guru, giving mantra, and this person is disciple, he is taking mantra. But guru always thinks, I am the eternal servant of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And he will be satisfied if the conditioned souls were averse, were forgotten the relation of Supreme Lord, if I make them understand and take them to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord will be happy. For that reason, I am trying to explain to them that you are not of this world. You have connection with Supreme Lord. You are the eternal servant of Supreme Lord. The outcome of Tatastha Shakti, marginal potentials, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. And all potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. My potency works for me. Supreme Lord's potency will work for him. Only that should be awakened. As for example, magnet is there, iron is there. Magnet has got the natural power to attract the iron. And iron, when it comes near to magnet, is attracted by magnet. That is natural. But iron is there, magnet is there, magnet is not attracting iron, and iron is not attracting. As for example, myself, I bring you. Krishna is there. He is attracting all, by attracting all, who pleases all. He is called Krishna. Krishna, to attract, no means to give happiness. By attracting, he is giving his energy. All actor attracting principle. He attracts all. He has got all kinds of qualities, all kinds of sweetness, all kinds of delightfulness, at least Nandananda Sikshna. He attracts all and pleases all. But he is not attracting me. I am not feeling. What is the defect? iron is there, magnet is there. But iron is not running towards the magnet, and magnet is not attracting. Then the defect is iron. On the iron there is dust, there is some rust is there. You have to remove the rust, then the natural function will be manifested immediately. And iron will run towards magnet, magnet will attract. Like this, when we are being averse to Supreme Lord, we have been enveloped by the irresistible energy of three primal qualities, Sattva, Rajasa, Guna, by which the Rajaguru have born, and after that we remain in this world for some time, sustained by Sattva Guna and Tamagun, we die. Immediately we are having our birth in different species, and again we die. And afterwards, by our good fortune, we have got this human birth. God has given this discriminating power to the human birth. You think whether you enjoy this world or you want to come to me, then give up your desire to enjoy this world, to dominate over this world. Then you should not eating, sleeping, and defending and getting all these things, all our other animals are doing. You have been given this power, and you should accept the eternal truth and give up non-eternal. But when we, by our previous good impressions, mainly unknowingly when we serve Krishna and in his personal assurance, that will have impact on our real self. When you do anything good in this world, that will come to our body for physical, fulfilling physical some sort of benefit, and all astral bodies benefit, mental benefit. That is changeable. This body is changeable. The body is not eternal. So the benefit is also not non-eternal. Body is not eternal, benefit not eternal. But the real self is eternal and eternally connected with him. And for that reason, when by the association of a Shuddha Bhakta, though Shuddha Bhakta may be different, Shuddha Bhakta, there are different forms of Supreme Lord, different Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram, and Dargadish Krishna, Lapradish Krishna, and also Nandanandan Krishna, all these different forms, Vishingha, Fish Bhagavan, Boar Bhagavan, so many. Now, if you get the grace from the Prasiddha Acharyal for Boar Bhagavan, that mantra will take you to Goro. If you get from a Vishingha Bhagavan Bhakta, then you will get go to there. That mantra will take you there. If you get Krishna mantra Dharaka, then Dharaka. If you get Nandanandana Krishna, then you can go there. But you have to go through your Bhagavad method. But when you will stop anywhere, you cannot go. You have to go on your doing that. You have taken a Krishna mantra from a personal associate of Nandanandana Krishna. You are not to stop it. On the way, you will get many things. And if you stop, then you cannot go. You have to do it. Continue to do it. Then you will cross. Ultimately, you will culmination to the lotus feet of Krishna, you can go. As Rupa Goswami has said in Allahabad, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted that knowledge to Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasa Pranta, culmination of Bhakti Rasa. We find in Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Siddhanta and Sanatana Goswami, there how we can get Krishna Prem. It was narrated in 19th chapter Madhva Lila in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will go through this.
Yes. Like, it's been some time, so my brain is like you were describing, resting over the magnet. I came to Krishna consciousness when I was 17 years old, long time ago. But so there's some rust accumulating, but I'm coming here to polish a little bit.
Without doing any service to Krishna and Krishna Bhakta, right, you cannot have the desire. Adata Brahma Jigyasa. Sanatana Goswami, through Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. Sanatana Goswami is the personal associate with Krishna Lila. Through Sanatana Goswami, when the time of getting deliverance from the clutches of Maya will come, then he will put this question to a realized soul, Sadguru. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at Shraddha, taking the mode of worship and form output, and the form Radharani, the highest guru. And Dandanana Krishna has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the highest guru. And Sanatana Goswami is acting as a master and a votary, asking question, who am I? What am I? I have been burning through threefold activity. What is my ultimate object? How to get it? When we have this question to a Sadguru, then your time for getting deliverance from the entanglement of your entanglement into this monetary sphere, this has come. Note that it has been declared by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sanatana Goswami. You must have this question.
So, you mentioned the different mantras, like the Nanda Nanda mantra, according
to... We are realized soul.
Right.
To perceptual
realize
valid,
yes.
Perceptual channel. You have got this, that it has been, Sanatana Goswami has written, Bhagavad Amrita. You will get many things on the way. And if you stop doing bhajan, then you will be there. You cannot get progress. But whatever you have got from your Gurudev, you have to continue to do it with sincerity, with steadfast. Then you will cross, you will get the Vaikuntha, you will cross Ajadva Dham, you will cross everything, you will cross, you will come to the. Let us speed up. Nandananda Sikrishna. That patience should be there, patience. With that question, you cannot get the object.
Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Va.
Spread the channel. Buddhi, Rudrat. Rudrat, Sarathin Buddhi. In Upanishad it is saying. Kadra Upanishad. Hello, this is Rudrat. This is human body.
Right, yes. Only this rat won't take me to Sanjaya.
Hare Krishna.